local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Paddy O'Shea, you're a director I've spoken to before, no doubt, for a variety of different projects. We'll speak to you in a moment about Bow Media, for whom you directed tonight's heartbreaking love story between Michael Collins and Kitty Kiernan. Scale to Grow on a Hair, in a six-part factual series on TG Cahir, commencing tonight at 8:30 with that show. But what's your background in the making movies run of things? Like, how did you get into all of that?
When I was in transition year in Clonfiarshig in Glanmire, I started making videos with one of the teachers there, Sean O'Caliker, and it just started me. I was like, right, love filmmaking, and that was it for me from 15 onwards. It was right. Just filmmaking all the way. And since then, I've been making films in Cork, documentaries and short films and feature films. We did Treekeeper a few years back. And
oh, that's it, yeah.
Did a feature doc and stuff, and then started working with Derek Nagel in Bow Media, and we started making this series. Derek, Rupert McCarthy Moore, and myself started putting the series together.
Cool. So, in terms of Bow Media, the Cork company that have produced this show for TG Cahir, where does this rank in terms of the likes of what you've delivered in the past, or is this a new level that you've marked yourselves at delivering this 6-part series for them?
Yes, definitely a new level as regards getting a series together. There's a lot of work. 6 episodes, 6 big Irish historic stories, and which is 12 characters, because it's telling the love stories. There's 12 people, and it was a lot of research. Had to get all the information right, make sure we have the historic facts right. So it was definitely a step up in the amount of work it took and in the level of the production values. We really wanted to show what we can achieve for television. Beautiful reconstructions and a lot of old photographs that are colourised and restored, and it's, people have said to us in the last week or so, they started seeing these colourised photographs in the newspapers and on social media, and they're just finding it so unbelievable to see Michael Collins and Kitty Kiernan in full colour. It just brings them to life.
Fantastic. So it's a proper Cork story to kick it all off. What are the future relationships? We'll investigate the history of Ireland through the prism of love.
Yes, indeed. We have 6 stories, Mike Collins and Kitty Kiernan tonight. Next week we will have Robert Emmet and Sarah Kern. Of course, Robert Emmet is probably known as like Ireland's greatest patriot, and he was a Dublin man, but his great love was Sarah Kern, and she was born in Newmarket in County Cork, and her father was the famous John Philpot Kern, famous lawyer and master of the rolls in Ireland, and he was from Newmarket, the family's from there, and she was very good friends with the Penroses, who Penrose Wharf was called after as well. Mm. So a lot of Cork connections in that episode. Episode 3 is Oscar Wilde and Lord Alfred Douglas, known as Bosie. Very doomed love affair, that one, but no real connections to Cork. Number 4, again, is a very much a Cork story. It's the story of Queen Art O'Leary, the lament for Art O'Leary, and Art himself was from Macroom, outside Macroom, grew up in a house called Raleigh, and his story takes place around Muskerry, and a very much strong, rebellious character standing up against the penal laws. So that's a very strong Cork story. Also, of course, the woman who wrote the Queen Art O'Leary, his love was Eileen Duffney Cunnell, and she's from Derrynane. She was the aunt of the Liberator, Daniel O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 is W.B. Yeats and Maud Don, and 2 big Irish characters historically for politics, literature. Maud Don just did so much in her life and was such a powerful influence on Yeats and his work. There's a lot of unseen photographs in that episode that people haven't seen before, and it's just stunning. And the final episode is Grainne Whale, the pirate queen, and her great love, Richard and Iain, Richard and Iain. You have never seen this story like this one, like the way it's been told here. It just really brings it out and makes her character and her story so much more accessible, and you really get a grasp on what it was like in 16th century Ireland and who this pirate queen was and why she's still so much admired today.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you, Paddy O'Shea of Cork company Bow Media, responsible for that 6-part factual series kicking off tonight on TG Cahir at 8:30 with the love story of Michael Collins and Kitty Kiernan. I'm looking forward to getting stuck in. Thank you, sir.
Slán,
good morning.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.